Kia ora, ko Louis Collins aho, nau mai ke te whare. Welcome to the House. It's not uncommon for a committee of the whole House to need several sittings to consider a bill. With three government bills under consideration by the committee this week, most of Parliament's sitting time will be devoted to this process. This stage gives members the opportunity to examine the bill's nitty-gritty details, ask questions of the minister in charge, and suggest further amendments. While speeches are limited in time, there is no overall limit for the duration of the debate. As long as fresh ideas and arguments are being offered, the committee can continue. This can lend well to opposition tactics of delaying the bill's passing. The presiding officer, who is always a deputy or assistant speaker, will look out for this.
There is still some new material coming up, but I would encourage members to not repeat arguments that have been made by themselves or by other members.
So, what are these three bills? Firstly, the Local Government Water Services Preliminary Arrangements Bill. This is part two of a three-pronged legislative water reform dubbed Local Water Done Well. This is the government's rework of the controversial Three Waters. Here's Labour's Megan Woods.
Of course, this is the second part of a trilogy or a trifecta of legislation that is coming before the House. The first part, of course, was repealing. The purpose of this bill comes here, which is putting the transitional provisions, which my colleague Barbara Edmonds has talked about. But really, it's not until we get to the third bill where we get to a lot of the very substantive measures.
Local Government Minister Simeon Brown succinctly described Local Water Done Well's middle child as...
It's a simple piece of legislation which effectively requires councils to put forward water service delivery plans. It provides their ability to be able to set up council-controlled organisations in a far more efficient manner, and also has some provisions in relation to water care in Auckland.
The second bill is the Resource Management Extended Duration of Coastal Permits for Marine Farms Amendment Bill, which has particularly rustled feathers among ecologists and Māori. As the name suggests, aquaculture projects, think mussel and oyster farms, will receive extended permits to operate up to the year 2050. Minister in charge, Shane Jones, said this about it last night.
Of course, this legislation points out at a deeper level we actually need an aquaculture bill. Now, this is unashamedly a piece of legislation designed to generate more confidence and certainty in industry to create jobs, boost economic earnings and export revenue.
The Minister went on in the same committee session to emphasise in third person no less just how much of a fan of jobs he is.
This bill, this Minister, unashamedly stands with them. There may be a few mollusks and rare, obscure snails that go by the way, but I'll take jobs any day.
And finally, the Corrections Amendment Bill, which was actually first introduced by Labour. It seeks to give corrections staff more power to keep themselves and prisoners safe. Here's Corrections Minister Mark Mitchell to give us a brief rundown.
The bill makes important changes to the Corrections Act 2004. It changes intelligence provisions in the bill, which is going to give corrections staff a much stronger ability to keep the front line and prisoners safe. This is critically important. Corrections intelligence staff will be able to better identify risks and respond to them. These provisions directly respond to the reality of challenges that corrections faces every day. As the incoming minister, my number one priority was around staff safety.
Given the precedence for cross-party consensus on this bill, one would think this will be a pretty straightforward committee session. Critically, though, the government chose to exclude Section 6A, which relates to the Treaty of Waitangi. Here's Labour's Dr. Tracy McClellan.
But what was the harm in making that explicit? What was the harm in keeping it in? What was the harm in showing, not saying, but showing, your intentionality to do something that gave effect to the fact that Māori are overrepresented in our prisons, and after years and years and years of trying to redress that shameful statistic, we finally put something in legislation that had some oomph, that had some intentionality, that was in black and white, and you've just turfed it out.
I te whakarongo koe ki te whare. You've been listening to The House, a programme made with funding from Parliament's Office of the Clerk. Mā te wā.